It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
We're Jaden Daniels on draft night. Jaden, congratulations. I can't say welcome to DC yet because we're still here in Detroit, but I just want to kind of dive right in with you and how you were able to improve so much last year. We've read about this virtual reality stuff. We've read about your work ethic. Let's start with the work ethic. Where does that come from? Where does that drive come from for you?
Came from my parents. They're hard workers. They instilled that in me and my sister at a young age, so it comes from them.
One thing to work hard, it's another thing to work smart and have it actually pay off in the way it did for you. How were you able to find the things that worked for you in this final year at LSU?
I was able to find a consistent routine. It started clicking. Everything started to slow down even more. I challenged myself. So, I wanted to be great. I want to have a great final year of college. I want to make this different, and that's what I did.
How much of that was geared towards what you were doing at LSU versus the eye on tonight? And ultimately, you didn't know what it would look like, but what turned out to be being the number two pick in the draft?
Yeah, I mean, this is always the goal for me, be a first-round pick. Send high expectations for myself because I know if I put in the work in, I know if I follow God, kept it first, I'll be in this position.
How did Herm Edwards and Antonio Pierce help shape your journey and kind of maybe professionalize you, if we can use that word, early in your college career to make you understand what it would take to get to this level?
They taught me the game. Obviously, both of Slay, Coach Lamar Lewis was there too, head coaches. All three of them are, AP's a head coach, two former head coaches. So they taught me the game, taught me how to be a pro and how to take care of business early on.
And then obviously you got Malik. As we stand here now, he's been drafted. We expect Ryan to. Being around those guys, the work ethic, all that, kind of the tide rising all boats, iron sharpens iron, whatever your favorite phrase is. How did that go down at LSU for you guys?
It went down. I mean, we wanted to be better. We're very competitive. We push each other to be great each and every day.
For you, as you look forward now, you got a couple of great weapons on the outside, obviously, with you in Washington. Where do you feel like you can immediately come in and you're going to feel comfortable in the NFL?
That's a great question. I got to get there first.
You're here now. They drafted you.
Yeah, I'm here. I got to go step foot in the DMV over at the facility. And I'm excited to get to work and get to know those guys as human beings. And outside of football, I've been watching football all my life. I've seen what they can do. I'm excited to get to know them and get to know them personally.
I'm sure Adam Peters, your new GM, Dan Quinn, your new head coach, are just excited to hear that. They've talked about being a people-first organization. I know that there's been so much said about the coyness of their process and all of that. But are you excited to now, kind of take that all away and get to know them and Dan especially as the coach?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I've been getting to know them through this process, but now we can build a deeper connection.
Jaden, last things for you off the field real quick. Anything specific to D.C. you're excited to check out off the field?
I'm just excited to be out there. I'm excited to go DMV and make it my new home.
How many interviews have you done in the last 20 minutes?
I don't even know. I can't even tell you.
We're about to add a couple more to the list. Appreciate your time on this one.
Appreciate that.